With this feast of the baptism of the Lord, we conclude the season of Christmas, or Christmastide. Dare I say to you, on this feast of Christ's baptism, happy birthday. Yes, today we celebrate our spiritual birthday, our own baptism. In fact, this feast is more about us than about Christ. True, it began his public ministry, being baptized in the Jordan by John, concluded the old covenants, those five covenants. And through John, Christ entered into public ministry for 3 years before his death and resurrection. So yes, it was a pivotal event in the life of our Lord. But his baptism is a reference to our baptism. For his baptism was symbolic, not sacramental. For three reasons. Firstly, there were no sacraments at that stage. So once Christ died, in the redemptive act of salvation on Calvary, did the sacraments come into existence. Secondly, Christ had no need of baptism. He's divine. We're human. He was sinless. We are sinners. And baptism takes away original sin. Christ needed not to be baptized. Thirdly, baptism, once original sin is removed, fills the soul with sanctifying grace, the indwelling of the presence of a triune God. Christ is God himself, so he needed not, as the author of grace, to receive grace. So for those three reasons, his baptism wasn't so much a baptism as we understand it, although he did have water poured on him by John. It was a reference to us, that in time we should follow his example and be sacramentally baptized. We recall the last words in Matthew's Gospel to the apostles, bishops of the Catholic Church. He said to them, go forth and baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That triune formula reminds us of the God of our true religion, a triune God. And in his name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are baptized and we become God's children. It's a simple ceremony, water and words, but so profound, because on that moment our souls are transformed. We can't see it, we can't feel it, we can't touch it, but grace dwells within. And our bodies, therefore, become vessels of his grace. We begin our journey home to heaven as princes or princesses awaiting our crown in the kingdom of God after this life. Now, our baptismal day was a unique moment in our spiritual journey. And so often it's taken for granted, or it becomes more social than sacred, and people put it off for too long. The birthing process, there are three birthing processes for us Christians. A natural birth, a spiritual birth, and an eternal birth. We all know our natural birthdays, but do we know our spiritual birthdays? Our baptismal day? Dare I say it, in the next life we'll look back and perhaps our baptismal day will be more significant than our actual natural birthday, because it was the beginning of our journey unto eternity with God, through God, and in God. Then, of course, our eternal birthday is the day we die, the day we pass from time unto eternity with God in our soul. So we have three birthing processes, three birthdays, and Christ is a part of our life. On this day, when we acknowledge the public baptism of our Lord, we thank God that we too were baptized. We thank God that we belong to His family. And we remind people of the importance of baptism. The church teaches that there are three kinds or classes of baptism: sacramental, which most of us have received, then there's baptism of blood and baptism of desire. Baptism of blood is a reference to those who shed their blood, who died for Christ, as did the children of Bethlehem, who were slaughtered in place of the Lord. They're called the holy innocents. Baptism of desire are those people who have received the grace of baptism without actually receiving the sacrament of baptism. They would have if they could have. We leave that to God. He knows the workings of the heart. And those people, for whatever circumstances in their life, missed out on the opportunity to receive the sacrament. He won't deprive them of it if they desired it throughout their life. Now that's a different scenario to someone who could have been baptized, but for reasons of pride or arrogance or indifference, put it off. Put it off and perhaps forfeits their salvation. How many people do we know? I know several. Adults, now grandparents, who have never been baptized or christened. And that answer is, oh yeah, well, you know, mum wasn't baptized, I'm not baptized, what difference does it make? And if you question them, if you talk to them about life and death and eternity, they want to go to heaven. They want to partake of perfect happiness, eternity with joy and ecstasy. They don't want to be lost in the abyss of hell. They presume, because they're not in jail, or they're not wicked persons, that they're going to automatically, at death, go to heaven. What folly! What foolishness! If Christ told us to be baptized to receive grace, ought not we do that? This idea that we can go to heaven because we want to go to heaven is an error. In fact, it's called a heresy. The heresy of Pelagianism, named after a British monk, Pelagius, who taught simply that the natural desire for heaven is sufficient to take us there. Well, if that was the case, why did Christ mandate and insist we be baptized? Why is grace such a fundamental part of our Christian journey? Now that's a lie, that we can desire naturally heaven and therefore take ourselves there. This era of Pelagianism is still alive in the world today. People generally, out of ignorance and indifference, presume too much. And presumption is a sin against hope. Be convinced, natural desire can never substitute for supernatural grace or power. And if people don't seek God in this life, they may miss out in the next. It's not that God will deprive them of heaven, but they never fitted themselves for heaven. A round peg can't go into a square hole. We can't go into heaven unless we're conformed to Christ here on earth. And that begins with baptism. So let us pray and remind people not to be Pelagianists, not to fall into this error of thinking, and encourage them to become members of Christ's royal family, to be baptized, so that where He is, please God, we shall one day be. Praise be Jesus Christ.